broadcasting live all across the country, this is Home Talk on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network and the World Wide Web. James Hardy Products, the world leader in fiber cement siding and backboard, proudly presents the Cajun contractor, Michael King. You're invited to call the program with any questions or comments concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, home repairs, or anything that pertains to your home. And now as we begin this hour of Home Talk, the man from the Bayou land and the host of the show, the Cajun contractor, Michael King.
All right, that's the Levanto Relay, that's right. Let the good times roll right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. I want to welcome all our listeners that's now tuning in on the Accent Talk Radio Network and all their national affiliates. Also, the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNLive.com. We also have out in Lewiston, Maine, Zara Radio that's catching this hour of Home Talk. Guys, thank you for allowing us to come in your home each week, every week, as we try to help guide you, advise you on pretty much anything that has to do with home repairs, remodeling, new construction, or just about anything that pertains to your home. We do have a fantastic hour for you. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to have Lee Dotson with TheSideContractors.com. We're going to be talking now. This is going to be an unusual half hour because we're going to be Lee Dotson came up with a way to protect the contractors themselves, to have an information source of contractors sharing information on the consumer. As you know, we always hear about refiling the complaints against the contractors and, you know, but now this is a way where the contractors can have their own information source to help them with consumers that simply want to beat contractors out of their money. And I know what you're saying. Oh, Michael King, that doesn't happen. Yeah, it's happened to me as a contractor. So we're definitely going to learn about Lee Dotson's organization. Also, we're going to dip in that old email bag. We have an email from Beth Christiana that comes from my affiliate KSVM 91.9 FM in Reedsport, Oregon. Also, our FAQ home tip of the week. Need a post hole? Just dig it. All right, just shortly we're going to have Mr. Michael Tue. He is with the Bilco Company. We're going to be talking about roof hatches, and I definitely wanted to get this company on because, you know, I've seen the tragedies of Katrina. I've seen the mirrors of people sitting on top of their roofs, popping their roofs, tearing holes, just trying to survive. And it gave me an idea, and I said, hey, you know, there's a technology called roof hatches, and we definitely want to learn a little bit more about this and how it basically can save your life and possibly save on the destruction of your home if you have to vacate. But also, don't forget about our poll question of the week. Do you currently have a valid termite certificate in your house? We're running 83% on our online poll saying yes, 17% saying no. It's very easy if you want to participate in our poll. HometalkUSA.com. Look to the left, and there you go. You can participate, or you can call the show right now, 1-800-259-5791. I want to hear from you. MichaelKing1350@yahoo.com. Also, we do invite you to check out our website. It is available to you 24/7, 365. Let us help you with your projects. And most importantly, you have complete access to all our industry experts. All right, I'd like to welcome to the Gumbo Pot right now. His name is Michael Tue. He is with the Bilco Company. Hey, Michael, welcome to the Gumbo Pot. How you doing, my friend?
Pretty good. Thanks for having me on.
We'll have a great time. You heard my monologue, Michael. I mean, I got the idea. I wanted to find a little bit more about roof hatches. Can you basically explain us what are roof hatches, though?
Sure. Basically, a roof hatch is a horizontal door that provides access to any given roof area. And it typically is it's hinged. It usually has some kind of spring assist on it, so, you know, it's easy to open and close. And just, you know, facilitates making it easier for somebody to get up on a roof.
From inside, yeah, for whatever reason. For whatever reason, it could be due to they have to escape a flood or just to go up on their roof. I mean, instead of maybe using a ladder. Ladders are dangerous, and trying to get on a roof, it's just a way to have access to your roof.
Right. Yeah. Basically, the alternative is a lot of times people, they'll use a portable ladder on the side of a building, or even, in commercial buildings, they'll have a fixed ladder going up the side of the building. The problem with that is, you're subject to, the elements and, the safety conditions of the ladder since it's exposed to the elements, versus having, a ladder or a stairway on the inside of a building that you can use to go up and access the roof area.
Now, how are they utilized, though? I mean, what are the benefits to using them?
Well, a hatch can be over a ladder. It can be over, like, a steep stair. It can be over a traditional or even, like, a spiral stair to let, a homeowner, a business owner or service personnel get to the roof area. And, the hatch actually protects the ladder or the stair area from the elements. And as I said, the alternative is to, dig a ladder out of a garage or have a fixed ladder up the side of the building, which, if you're in a part of the country where there's, snow or ice or, a lot of wet conditions, it just can be a hazardous situation.
And a dangerous one, I might add.
No question.
Yeah. Now, Michael, now, what types of applications, though, are they used for?
Well, typically, in a commercial environment, they provide service personnel with access to the roof so they can get up on, roof-mounted equipment, be it HVAC equipment or some other kind of air handling equipment. We can also, manufacture larger hatches, which can be used to allow raw materials or equipment to be lowered or removed from a manufacturing plant. And in residential applications, they can provide, homeowners with access to rooftop decks or any type of, service equipment that might be up there or, in the case that you described earlier, it could be like an emergency, means of egress if necessary.
Yeah, I mean, I just got flashes back of every time I think about that, specifically out in New Orleans East, out in the Night Ward, the Hard East, I mean, of these people, I mean, all over the nation, seeing these people on top of these roofs and trying to get out, and as the floodwaters came in, and, I mean, busting big holes in their roof, destroying damage, and, what about the ones that could not bust holes in their roof or didn't have tools up there? You understand what I'm saying here?
Oh, absolutely. And then you bring up a very valid point. I mean, that's a great idea to, incorporate something like that into a home.
Yeah. Oh, not even a home. Even though this is a home show, all these big apartment buildings. I think it should be code. I think it should be mandatory code to have one on a home. If you're in a flood area, I'm talking about, or a flood zone, I think it should be in code, myself, my personal opinion.
Yeah, I mean, it does vary, a little bit across the country. I mean, like, as an example, in New York City, we sell a lot of product where they have, you picture the row houses and the apartment buildings and whatnot, and, frequently they'll have hatches there. Sometimes they have stairs underneath them. Sometimes they have ladders. A lot of times they have, like, old wooden, almost like a, something that's like been constructed by some kind of contractor, almost like a shoebox. But you have to lift the heavy wooden cover off, and the types of products that we're talking about are really engineered to make it a lot safer and simpler to get up on the roof.
All right, got to step away, got to pay some bills. Hear from some of our great partners. We're talking to Michael Tuway. He is with the Bilco Company. We're talking about roof hatches, and that's our topic of discussion. This is Occasion Contractor Michael King, and you're listening to Home Talk. I'll be right back.
Yeah.
This is the Cajun Contractor here, Michael King. Have windows that are very hard to open or close? Be back in a moment.
Home and
improvement repairs, renovations, and new construction, according to the Better Business Bureau, is number one when it comes to consumer complaints. Contractor fraud and poor craftsmanship cost consumers billions each year. It's a good idea to plan your project in advance, from start to finish. Compare job plans and look for value over cost, because the lowest bid and the best deal are sometimes not better. Check references and never pay in advance. So study and do your homework, and you won't become a victim.
Windows, especially friction-fit ones, are supposed to be tight. That's how they seal against the cold. But to help them open and close easy, rub candle wax on the edges and other moving parts of the window. Don't use WD-40 because they won't stay up. The wax will last longer and not get gummy as oil will. Remember, always hire a state licensed insured contractor. This is Michael King at HomeTalkUSA.com with your home improvement tip of the day.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
On September 11th, 2001, the New World Order hijacked our government and began the process of trying to destroy the United States of America. If we, the American citizens, do not intervene immediately, they will succeed. It is time we stand together now and make our voice heard. At righttoredress.com, we have the solution. We write congressional letters for you and organize powerful campaigns that will get results and hold Congress responsible to the voters and laws of this country. Get our weekly newsletter and join thousands of other patriotic citizens in a collective demand for a new 9/11 investigation, a stop to the North American Union and the collapse of our economy. For less than 5 cents a day, we will provide you with all the tools you need to use your First Amendment rights in a proven and effective way. We need every concerned U.S. citizen to join us and be heard in Washington now. We can take back our government if we all work together. Join us at www.righttoredress.com. That's righttoredress.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
All right, welcome back to the best in home improvement broadcasting excellence. That's right, I'm the Cajun man from the Bayou Land. I'm the originator. Not the duplicator, please. Don't accept no substitution. America's only self-proclaimed home expert. Home Talk is, I want to mention that I'd like you to check out that Home Talk is now available on demand, 24/7, 365. We have our own live internet channel that's now online. Now you can catch Home Talk each day, every day. We do download all our live shows on Saturday. So now you have Home Talk on demand, 24/7, 365. Go to our website, hometalkusa.com. Click to the left, the on-air button, and you can catch the best in home improvement broadcasting excellence, the best of Home Talk. All right, if you'd like to jump right into the gumbo pot, 1-800-259-5791, MichaelKing1350 @yahoo.com. We also invite you to check out our website. It is available to you 24/7, 365. Let us help you with your projects. And most importantly, you have complete access to all our industry experts. Talking about an industry expert, we have one right now. His name is Michael Toue. He is with the Bilco company. We're talking about roof hatches and the benefits of having a roof hatch in your home. And let me ask you this, Michael. Now, how are these products specified, though? I mean, what is it important to note in the specification process? Because they have to have some kind of guidelines, I would think.
Sure. Basically, you know, our roof hatch is typically specified with other roofing accessories. It might be with, skylights or something like that. In terms of important things to note when you are specifying, a hatch, you know, first and foremost, it's the material of construction. The hatches are commonly available in hot dip galvanized steel or aluminum or stainless steel, or, you know, we even make some for historical buildings and homes that are manufactured out of copper. After the material of construction, you want to ensure that you need to specify a hatch that has lifting mechanisms, as I mentioned earlier, to have easy, smooth operation, so you don't have just like a wooden box type of situation on your roof that could be heavier or perhaps dangerous for somebody going up a ladder. You want to make sure that the hatch cover locks when it's open, because you don't want wind or anything like that to blow it back down when somebody's passing through the hatch. You want to make sure that it has gasketing on it, so it's weathertight. And lastly, you want to make sure that it has some kind of security provision. Most hatches on the market have a provision, so you can put a padlock on it on the inside or on the outside, depending on where you want to lock it.
Now, can these hatches be customized, say, according to the application? And what are some of the common custom options that are available?
Well, yeah, sure. They're available in a variety of standard sizes as well as custom sizes to suit whatever, given application a person may have. Different modifications can include curb modifications, depending on what type of roofing material is used. Enhanced security provisions, it could be like a cylinder lock. It could be even panic hardware on the underside, depending on where the product is installed. Remote actuation, sometimes a building owner might want to have the unit be rigged or motorized, where you push a button and the hatch opens and closes for you. We can put handrails on the underside. Typically that application or that modification comes into play where somebody has a stairwell underneath it, and there may be a railing that's going up along the stairwell, and we can follow the geometry of the handrail right onto the underside of the hatch, particularly if it's dark or something like that. We can provide different kinds of finishes on a hatch, whatever somebody's looking for, different colors, things like that. And we can also provide domes in a hatch cover if somebody wants a hatch to have a dual functionality where not only is it an access hatch, but it also provides natural lighting like a skylight.
Hmm. Now, how are these hatches installed, though?
Usually what they do is they'll install them over the roof opening. There's a flange on the bottom of the roof hatch, and they'll secure that down to the roof deck, and then they just bring the roofing material, whatever kind it is, and flash it in on the side of the hatch.
Oh, okay. Now, what about maintenance? What type of maintenance is involved?
Galvanized units, which are probably the most common, should be painted regularly. Aluminum units are a little bit more expensive, but I consider them to be, preferable because there's virtually no maintenance with those units. You basically put it up on the roof, and you never have to do anything to it.
Hmm. Now, when you're dealing, say, with an open area on top of the rooftop, okay,
mm-hmm.
Now, how can we basically ensure worker safety? Because, is many lives and injuries that happen. People fall off a roof. So you have to have some type of expertise when you're actually installing this type of system on a rooftop.
Yeah, one of the things that many manufacturers also offer in addition to their hatches is a hatch rail system. And this is, it's almost like a fence. It's a system that mounts to the hatch, and it provides a barrier around the open hatch. It's important to look for a rail system, though, that attaches to the cat flashing of the hatch and doesn't penetrate the roofing material, because you obviously don't want to, you know, create an additional leak path up on the roof. And in addition, a good hatch rail design should include a latching gate at the end where, you know, a person would pass through the hatch onto the roof. Another good idea is something that's called a ladder extension device. This is a product that mounts on the top rungs of the ladder and extends upward when the hatch is opened. And this creates a situation as if the ladder extended up through the hatch, and it provides the ladder user a firm handhold when they're either entering on or exiting from the roof back down to the ladder.
All right. Well, to be honest with you, Mike, we're just simply out of time. Man, I tell you, it just flew by. And I definitely want to thank the Bilco company. I got the idea, me being from New Orleans and seeing the people on top of the roofs and trying to escape. But these roof hatches have a lot of other features that can be used for. And I know the Bilco company has not just roof hatches, has other, you know, technologies and products, basement hatches, and give us some information, your website, and they can check out the Bilco company and maybe all the other products y'all do have.
Sure, yeah, we make a complete line of specialty, horizontal specialty access products for both residential and commercial construction, and people can take a look at our different product lines at www.bilco, which is BILCO.com.
All right, Michael Tuway, the Bilco company, definitely want to thank you for being our guest today.
Well, thank you very much for having me on.
All right. Okay, Michael Tuway, make sure you check the Bilco company if you're interested in a roof hatch and want to find out a little bit more about it. All right, got to step away just shortly, but hey, I want you to participate in our online poll. Do you currently have a termite protection certificate for your home? Hey, our online poll is running 83% saying yes, 17% saying no. It's simple. HomeTalkUSA.com. Look to the left. Participate in the pool. Or you can call us 1-800-259-5791. All right. You're listening to Home Talk with the Cajun Contractor, Michael King, right here on the Home Improvement Broadcast Network and the World Wide Web. I'll be right back.
This is the Cajun Contractor here, Michael King. Have an exhaust fan losing quite a bit of heat? Be back in a moment.
Home improvement repairs, renovations, and new construction, according to the Better Business Bureau, is number one when it comes to consumer complaints. Contractor fraud and poor craftsmanship cost consumers billions each year. It's a good idea to plan your project in advance, from start to finish. Compare job plans and look for value over cost, because the lowest bid and the best deal are sometimes not better. Check references and never pay in advance. So study and do your homework, and you won't become a victim.
It's a good idea to use the fan to exhaust house air that might be stale or full of excess water vapor. If you ventilate more often, you can use styrofoam as sort of a door, not fiberglass. It will be easier to put up and take down as you ventilate. Remember, always hire a state licensed insured contractor. This is Michael King at HomeTalkUSA.com with your home improvement tip of the day.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use any time that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the sacrowedgesacral stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains.
Order your sacrowedgie now and get a free instructional DVD. Just call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295.
or visit sacrowedgie.com. That's sacrowedgy.com.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
Home Talk USA is brought to you by GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
All right, come and survive. That's right, I'm the originator. Not the duplicator, please. Don't accept no substitution. I want everybody to repeat after me. I will not get screwed by a home improvement contractor. I want to hear you say it loud. I'm tired and I won't take it anymore. Do you know the Better Business Bureau says one out of four of you this year will have a complaint with the agency, with a contractor? Do yourself a favor. Go to my website, hometalkusa.com. Order a copy of my book today. It's only $19.99 at hometalkusa.com. Follow the payment prompts. Click the book, excuse me, follow the payment prompts, and I'm going to show you how to bid your job. I'm going to show you how to locate, qualify a contractor, how to investigate a contractor, and all the government agencies that can help you. Do yourself a favor, hometalkusa.com. Do not become a victim. All right, now this has to do with the illegitimate contractors, the contractors that are out there doing bad things. The next hour we're going to have Charles Marceau, the executive director of Louisiana Contractors Board. He's getting 300 calls a day on complaints and of fraud, and that's the bad things. But, you know, we have a lot of great contractors out there. We have contractors that play by the rules. We have contractors that do what they're supposed to do, provide good, good services. So to even the scale of justice and to try to have protection for good contractors, I decided to find, go look for an organization that really can protect contractors. And I found that organization. It's called, his name is Lee Dotson with Contractors, thecontractorsside.com. And I want to find out a little bit more about their organization, how they can help contractors to prevent them from, you know, running across a consumer that simply wants to, you know, beg them to do the addition, their remodeling, get their house fixed, and after they do everything they're supposed to do, they actually get stiff. And I know what you're saying. You probably say, oh, Michael King, there's no way. I mean, believe me, it's happened to me three times. So, yes, there's people out there that abuse this. We call it contractor abusers, and I want to find out a little bit more about it. Lee Dotson, are you with me right now?
I am, Michael.
Sorry. Yeah, you heard my monologue. I'm just trying to even the playing field because I sit here week after week. I'm going after bad contractors. I'm trying to get them off the street. I'm trying to get them from ripping people off. Well, that's good. That's my job. That's what I'm trying to do because I'm trying to protect the industry that I love. Then all of a sudden you got the other scale of justice, which is basically the good contractors getting ripped off themselves by the consumers. That's ripping them off.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
Yeah, it sure
it's
is.
Amazing.
It sure is. Yeah. And there's a lot
more
than
about
people
you.
Think. Most people don't realize that if they sat and talked to their contractor, a good guy, you know, who does the job, or a good woman, there's a lot of women in contracting, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, I apologize.
Yeah, and
I don't get no emails.
Well, I know that because years ago I was engaged to a female landscape contractor, and believe me, she straightened my act out real quick on that one. Anyway, yeah. there's a lot of complaints, a lot of fraudulent complaints made against contractors, and you know, so what I wanted to do after hearing story after story, and believe me, I've interviewed thousands of contractors, and not one of them doesn't have a horror story, not one. It's amazing. So what I did, my research indicated that some of these people do it as a business style. They like to do it, and they save money, of course, and this business is driven on money. I found out that there were guys out there who actually do this for a business. And there are guys out there who don't know any better. And part of our thing at contractor side is we're gonna establish an educational program, because a lot of times the owner doesn't know what he's getting into, but the contractor doesn't necessarily have to be the educating force. And I think your book, by the way, is a good educating force. I looked through it, and it's really a good example of preparing people for what they need. But I want the contractor to be prepared, because everything about the contractor is out there in the internet world, everything. People can find out more about contractors than they can about their own kids. So I wanted to provide an avenue for the contractor to find out about the client, to know if the client's litigious, to know if the client is doesn't really have any idea what they're doing, or is there to rip them off. So I established a contractorside.com. And we've gotten word back not only from all over the country. I'm really popular on the East Coast, amazingly, because I'm on the West Coast. But we're getting word back from Great Britain, Australia, New Zealand, Brazil. This is pretty big.
Yeah.
So I started running some numbers on this to figure out what the cost is. And if you really sit down and figure out what the cost is, this is costing the consumer, the user, the client as well, the honest client. It's costing them money, because you have to, you know, put into your numbers maybe a lawyer's fee. You know, you just never know. So if we get the right information to the contractor, then the contractor can make a very sincere and good judgment about how to deal with the client. Now, we're not trying to poison the well. We don't want to poison the well at all. We want clients to be comfortable with the contractors. We want that for sure. But we have to remember that the contractor is a consumer too. And if the contractor can't pay his bills because he hasn't been paid, then not only does the lumber company get stiffed, the concrete company gets stiffed, it boils, you know, it has a ripple effect that's far-reaching, and it increases prices. So what we're doing is we're preparing the contractor. Let's say a client is a slow pay. Okay, if we know the client is a slow pay, but he does pay, or she does pay, then the contractor can structure that into his contract and how he plans the job. Seems
yeah.
very reasonable to me, and it's fair. If the contractor files a complaint, or we were calling them posts, about a particular client or supplier or architect or engineer, whoever he's filing against, if he puts the email address in on the contractorside.com, the contractorside.com automatically sends a very non-threatening note to the person saying, hey, you've got a post about you on the contractor's side. Would you like to reply?
Yeah.
So they have a chance to reply and state their side of the case. I think it's pretty cool, and it's very fair. We want it to stay fair
yeah.
because I think it's only right that everybody get their side of the story out. But
I like that because, you know, on my website I have a part called Ask the Crusader. I kind of do that with contractors. You go ahead and email me, and then I will call the contractor. Now, I have no legal authority. I have no binding arbitrational axe to grind. Or they can simply tell me, you know, Michael King, go fly a kite. But I do it as a courtesy, you know, I do it as a courtesy to say, hey, you know, I'm trying to help this situation out.
Sure.
And I've helped out many arbitrated many complaints, and I've even had my young lady, Miss Abair from the Better Business Bureau, call me up one day and says, Mike, you know, you saved us probably, you know, 500 litigation complaints against by you helping us arbitrating the problem. So the point is that I like what you're doing, because it works as an information source, education source, but it's kind of like, you know, a lot of this stuff can be worked out. But Lee, don't go anywhere. I got a lot I got to ask you.
Okay,
I'm talking to Lee Dotson with the contractor side. We're talking about protecting contractors, legitimate contractors. It's a website of information to help contractors in their business to protect them against frivolous clients.
My house had termites. Terminix fixed the damage. Termites are gone. 1, 2, 3. Music to my ears. Yeah.
There's nothing like an expert. Peat is to music as red beans are to rice. And Terminix is to termites as spring is to the swarming season.
Time to call Terminix, the termite eradication expert.
Terminix features Termidor and a lifetime protection guarantee that covers both Formosan and native subterranean termites.
Call Terminix for a free home inspection. The latest techniques, all backed by a simple agreement. If new damage occurs, Terminix will repair it for you. Free. Protect your home like mine. Terminix and me, sweet harmony, like good jazz.
Terminix, protecting homes and property here for more than 50 years. Call the experts today. Terminix Pest Control, 834-7330.
Time to call Terminix, the termite expert.
Want to know my little secret? I have rich, delicious chocolate as much as I want every single day, and I never feel bad about it. Coco Pure Chocolate Tea gives you real natural cocoa without any fat or sugar. Even better, Coco Pure is made with nutrients that keep my heart healthy, my energy levels up, and my body looking great. I'm having smooth, tasty chocolate every single day, and it's helping me stay healthier than ever. You can give yourself the gift of health by calling for a bottle of Coco Pure Chocolate Tea. The only thing better than chocolate is healthy chocolate. Here's how you can get a bottle of delicious Coco Pure Chocolate Tea.
For your risk-free bottle of Coco Pure Chocolate Tea, call 1-800-457-9914. And if you call now, you can find out how to get a free bottle of Coco Pure with your order. Dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
All right. Come and say bye. Hello. Welcome back. This is the Cajun Man from the Bayou Land. I'm the originator. Not the duplicator, please. Don't accept no substitution. I am broadcasting to you behind the famous Golden Hammer microphone, taking your calls, answering your emails. Well, each week, every week, we have a different home improvement guest expert onto the show to help guide us, advise us, and give us some great tips. But I'd like to welcome some of our affiliates that are now tuning in all across this great nation. We have out in Utica, WLPO, 1220 AM, or John Spencer's group. We have Bill Roberts, Ashland, Richmond, Virginia, WHAN, 1430. Out in the North Charleston area, WJNI, 106.3 FM. Guys, thank y'all for tuning in. Also want to let you know that Home Talk is now available on demand, 24/7, 365. That's right. We have our own live internet channel. It's now online. Home Talk on demand. Go to HomeTalkUSA.com. We do download all our live network shows. All the shows we do on Saturday onto our own server. So it's Home Talk On Demand, 24-7, 365. Click the on-air button, and you can catch us each day, every day, providing the best in home improvement broadcast and access. Don't forget about our online poll. Do you currently have a termite protection certificate for your home? All right, we're running 83% on our online poll saying yes, 17% saying no. Hey, it's easy. HomeTalkUSA.com. Look to the left, and you see our online poll. If not, you can call the show right now, 1-800-259-5791, Michael King, 1350 at Yahoo.com. We're talking to Lee Dotson with The Contractor Side, a website he developed, an information source for contractors to help them, to guide them, to advise them, to give them information on specific clients that have a history of trying to rip the contractors off, suppliers and just anything to help. I guess what you're trying to say, Lee, is just basically anything to give the information to the contractor so he can make an intelligent decision. Number one, whether or not he even wants the job. Or number two is so he knows what he's getting himself into.
Yeah, I don't know any contractors who don't want the job. You know, most of these guys, they really want the job. But I want them to have the full preparation. You know, going back and doing a credit check or going down to the courthouse to see if somebody's litigious or not kind of is a waste of time for the contractor. And so, you know, or at least he thinks it is. Now, it might not be. And if he's smart, he goes to contractorside.com and looks up the person and see what's up. You know, see how other people have dealt with him. I even have on the complaint site, I have a place where the complaining contractor, the posting contractor, can say how he would deal with this person in the future, which I think is a great point. You know, sometimes you say, you know, I've got one on there that says this guy's poison, stay away from him. But I've got others say, hey, you know, structure the payments so it's, you know, they can afford this and this and this, structure the payments this way, then you always get your money. The other thing, too, is, you know, some of the advice is be sure to get your change orders signed, or the other one is if they've got a project manager, make sure the project manager is empowered to make those changes. So this is a pretty good thing. And the way I came up with it is I was thinking about the contractor. You know, we've got the state, we've got politicians making all kinds of decisions for the contractor. But the contractor doesn't have much authority there. So if the contractors get together in kind of a guild, a loose guild, then what happens is they're sharing information, they're posting what they know, and they're able to go back to that well, drink from it, and say, okay, this is what I know about this customer, this is good information. Or they can decide it's lousy information, but they can also see the answer that the posted party has put up. They can see it, and they can say they can make a clear judgment. But the contractors are the guys who are going to have to clean this business up. Yeah. It's not going to, you know, the government's not going to do it because they're weighted on a consumer side, and sometimes it's very unfair. You know, and judges and lawyers, they look at paperwork; they don't look at the job. But the contractor is the guy on the site who looks at the job, knows what's going on, knows how it's being prosecuted, you know, how the job is being attacked. And then he knows and he can refer this back to somebody else down the line. Now, we got a lot of young guys coming into the business. You know, let's face it, construction is an entry-level job in many cases. Not many jobs can you find that are entry-level like this. That can pay this kind of money, decent wages, and you can support your family. But these guys get in, and they sometimes forget about the business part of the business. And while you're in the throes of, you know, pouring concrete or getting a structure up or doing the cover, you know, it may be the farthest thing from your mind when you're out there trying to make, you know, stuff fit that doesn't want to fit. But what it is if you've got it, if you're using this website as a tool, just like a skill saw, just like a float, just like a drywall screw gun, then what happens is you've got another tool. It's in the back of your mind. It's always there. You know what you're doing when you're doing it.
Yeah.
And you know who you're doing it for, which is very important. Very important. We've got vets coming back, which I think is very important. We've got veterans coming back. They're going to be entering the job market after having served their time in the war, and they're going to need a place to be, and that place is obviously going to be in contracting for a lot of them because they've got that experience overseas.
All right, Lee, we've got to run. We've got to go. I'm sorry. We're up against the clock. Hard break. It's called your website again?
Contractorside.com.
Contractorside.com. I'm Michael Kane. I'll be back with some emails.
As a proud member of the Better Business Bureau Care Program, Building Trades Associations, and the Home Builders Association of Greater New Orleans, take it from me, Michael King, the Cajun Contractor. Puncher Train Contracting Services strives to provide its customers with quality workmanship, attention to detail, and professional appearance. And most importantly, integrity. That's right, integrity. Specialize in renovations and additions for residential and light commercial upscales. Puncher Train Contracted Services are the ones to call. With over 25 years of construction and renovation experience, they have seen it all and did it all. There's no job too big or too small. So check out their website today at punchertraincs.com. That's punchertraincs.com for a full list of services they provide. Or stop by their office at 310 Huey P. Long Avenue, Suite D in Gretna. Or give them a call today at 504-366-8325. That's 504-366-8325, and see what Punch Train Contracted Services can do for you.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you can be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
You're listening to Home Talk USA on the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
All right. Coming to my hello. Welcome back. Don't forget about our online poll. I want to hear from you. Do you currently have a termite protection certificate for your home? Our online poll is running 83% saying yes, 17% saying no. All right, I want to hear from you. 1-800-259-5791, MichaelKing1350@yahoo.com, or you can just go to our website, HometalkUSA.com. All right, we have an email that came in this week from Beth Christiana from Reedsport, Oregon, KSVM 91.9 FM. She tunes in every week, and she's a religious, listens to our show religiously, so we definitely want to thank Beth. She has a problem. She needs some help. She was told that white is the best roof color to use because it holds solar heat. Would it be worth my while to put on a white roof? If white is not good, what is the best color? Beth, white reflects heat. Black and dark colors absorbent, in my opinion. Now, white is best used, or light colors is best used in southern climates where heat is intense and long. In northern climates, it is not necessary to use white for reflection because heat is short, less intense. So a black roof is okay in northern climates as long as the attic is well ventilated and the floor is insulated. Now, the color of the roof is also aesthetic, okay? It is a matter of taste. A black roof is always good in the north because it tends to hold down a high building, fooling the eye, so to speak. It is also makes a low house, such as a ranch, hug the ground. Again, fooling the eye. Also, black roofs do not show mold and other dirt marks. Look around your neighborhood. You will see what I mean about black roofs. But you also may notice white or light color roofs have black streaks for mold growing on water that runs down the roof. All right, Beth, I hope this helps you out. That's Beth Christiana from Reedsport, Oregon, KSVM. Hey, Beth, if you go ahead and email me your address, I'll send you a free copy of my book, I Will Not Get Screwed, by Home Improvement Contractors, a $19.99 available value that's available on my website for participating in the show. Hey, Beth, you see, it does pay to participate. So go ahead and send me your address, and I'm going to send you a free copy. And I'm even going to pay for the shipping. That's right, Beth. Thank you. And if you have an email question for the Cajun Man from the Bayou Land, it's Michael King, 1350@yahoo.com. All right, we have two in a can and one to go. You're listening to Home Talk right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network and the World Wide Web. Make sure you check out Home Talk On Demand 24/7, 365. I'm Michael King, the Cajun Contractor, America's only self-proclaimed home expert. All right, got to step away for the top of the hour of the news. I'm the Cajun Man, and this is Home Talk. All right.
As our community recovers and rebuilds, it is critical that we make smart energy choices, not only because of current energy prices, but because the choices we make today will last for years to come. Energy Star can help. Energy Star is a government-backed program that offers advice and information about energy-efficient building and renovation. And look for the Energy Star label when buying products for your home or office, like refrigerators, appliances, and air conditioners. To learn more, go to energystar.gov.
Brought to you by the Louisiana Department of Natural Resources.
Someday, cancer.